Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Stroke of luck for the Democrats. Now they just caught the Brown University shooter, who it turns out shockingly is also the MIT murderer. Something police said earlier this week was not the case, is the case. That this Somali Democrat fraud, record-breaking as far as I can tell, largest ever theft from the federal government that I can find. If you could find bigger than $9 billion, let me know. And it may be more. $18 billion between 2018 and basically now, Lee, funneled just into Minnesota. No wonder our poor children are broke.
Yeah.
Minnesota ain't a big state. The federal prosecutor there, Joe Thompson, says at least half was stolen. And they're not even, they didn't even hide it. He explained that, that what's so shocking about this fraud, he said, we have a very small team here. We are very limited in what we can do in terms of investigation. He's like, every day we uncover another $50 million. Take a listen to him yesterday trying to break it to the country. Just how shocking this is.
I mean, it's a relatively small team or a relatively small U.S. attorney's office. And every day we look under a rock and find a new $50 million fraud scheme. That shouldn't be the case in a state of our size. You know, what we aren't seeing here, traditional Medicare or Medicaid fraud is people overbilling, upcoding. So you're instead of billing for a service with a relatively modest reimbursement, you claim to be providing a higher dollar value service and you get more Medicaid payments or reimbursements that you should be entitled to. That's traditional. You may be getting 20% more. You're padding your bills. What we see here is that's not what we're looking at. What we're seeing is programs that are just entirely fraudulent. These aren't companies that are providing some services but overbilling Medicare or Medicaid. These are companies that are providing essentially no services. They're essentially shell companies created to defraud the program, created to submit on a wholesale level fraudulent claims for services that aren't necessary and aren't provided.
Now, remember why this was so scandalous and why the Somali community rightly is getting blamed for this. Because it's not just two dozen of them. I think there's six more now that that are guilty of this, came out overnight. Let's remember, one in six Somali children in Minnesota, the highest rate in the nation, is diagnosed autistic because they get $500 to $1,500 a month for each one of them. So they very much involved the Somali immigrant community in the fraud. There were actual payouts. And it's going to be interesting to find out the details of this. That press conference yesterday, just jaw-dropping in every way, Lee. Here he is, the Minnesota U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson.
Among the $18 billion, I know you said it's a significant amount that is fraud. Is it a majority? Is it up to half? How much of it is legitimate?
I don't make these generalizations in a hasty way. So when I say a significant amount, I'm talking in the order of half or more. When I look at the claims data and the providers, I see more red flags than I see legitimate providers, and overwhelmingly so.
So you're saying you have reason to believe more than half of that $18 billion likely represents fraud?
I'm saying that's very possible, yes.
Shockingly.
It should make every American taxpayer furious. I don't care what your political affiliation is. Every American taxpayer should be furious about this, and they ought to get some answers. And, you know, if this winds up being something where state officials are indicted, so be it. But this is the kinds of thing that just makes you not want to pay any taxes and not to want to participate in anything that the government has anything to do with. This is just infuriating.
It may come to that if Democrats get back in power. I mean, I tweeted that yesterday. It went viral. And it was just a comment I put on there, and I'll read you what I put, because this is really where we are as Americans. What Americans need to understand. Once Democrats, okay, believed they had permanent control of the FBI, the DOJ, and the Minnesota courts, and social media, they had the FBI also censoring inside social media, it was Katie by the door. They robbed federal taxpayers blind, and they let their Somali voters do it too. And Americans have got to understand, going forwardly, when Democrats win, they will loot on an industrial scale. That's what this is. If you look at the problem they've had in Russia, for instance, we still use the word oligarch. Why? Because when you have total control of all systems, when one party does, right, you get incredible corruption. Government becomes like a gun. It's an instrument to steal from the people. And so even though the Soviet Union, the communist control part of it collapsed, the control of organized crime over the Russian system, the Russian government, the Russian people, it still exists today. Mm-hmm. That's how dug in it gets. And we're seeing it in blue states. Lee, that's why I call them post-American territories with post-American judicial systems. They thought they couldn't get caught. And I'm not just speculating. I read it in the pages of the New York Times. Critics of the Walz administration, Tim Walz, this is from the New York Times, say that the fraud persisted partly because state officials were fearful of alienating the Somali community in Minnesota. And then they interviewed this guy, Pakia, who is the attorney for some of the defendants in the fraud cases, convicted defendants. He said, and I quote, in the New York Times, some involved became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud. No one was doing anything about the red flags, he said. It was like someone was stealing money from the cookie jar and they just kept refilling it. In other words, even the fraudsters felt that the Democrats wanted them to do this. That's new, okay? That's positively Soviet. This is not fraud like we've always seen it. And that's why the scale's so big. They literally thought Donald Trump's going to prison for the rest of his life. They had Arctic Frost going on the other side. They thought they were going to put the entire GOP leadership, all of the ecosystem, including the Speaker of the House, who they were spying on, in prison. They thought they had this thing wrapped up. And that's why Kamala Harris herself, in another example of this, and I just want to show you the mentality here, drove that $7 billion with a B dollar check to Maryland, dropped it off personally from the Inflation Reduction Act. To who? To a green nonprofit. What did they do with it? They passed it to four more green nonprofits, every one of them taking a 15 to 25% cut, every one of them run by people in Democrat orbit. By the time you got to the end of it, it was gone. Lee Zeldin had to track the money down. He still doesn't have it all. He's gotten some of it back. He's the current EPA administrator. They even wrote the contracts, Lee, forbidding the government from chasing the money all the way through the bank accounts. That's looting. Mm-hmm. It's not fraud like we've always seen. One bad guy steals from the government. It, you know, happened all throughout American history. That's not what this is. This is new. And Americans need to wake up, because we will, if we allow this, we will get to where we're going to have to stop paying taxes to avoid being robbed blind. I mean, look at the news. 4.5, just the last few weeks, Dr. Oz, 4.4 million fraudulent Obamacare insurance policies.
Just think about how much money that is involving.
35% of Obamacare fraud. That came from him, too. Let me play this. This is Elon Musk 5 weeks ago now on Joe Rogan. He must have known this was coming. Talking about how they're doing the same thing with the Medicaid money in California.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mentioned the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But they, what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care.
And
New York and California.
And he was saying they're handing these out to illegal immigrants mainly. That's California. We haven't heard about that yet. Steve Hilton from Fox News is looking into that. He estimates the fraud at $100 billion. Same thing, defrauding this Medicaid money. Just taking it in cash. Doesn't even have anything to do with medical procedures.
Makes
this
you wonder,
is a problem.
Well, it makes you wonder, and as you've already said, maybe we don't even need to be in debt in this country.
I'm not sure we do.
That this debt is all, much of it is probably fraudulent. That should never have happened.
I mean, you're in $8 billion at least just in Minnesota. And I mean, look at the headlines in recent days. I mean, recent weeks. I mean, you've got Dr. Oz in another case. He's the head of the Medicaid and Medicare centers. That's why we're talking about him. Saying, hey, look, I found just in the last couple of months $1 billion of fraud still going on during the Trump administration across six Democrat states. So he's found the Obamacare. He's found that fraud. We've got 700,000 fake food stamp accounts that were shut down. 700,000. Now what are we learning? Last 48 hours, what do we learn? Massive, massive immigrant food stamp scams, where they're basically, you know, they have whole scams going to get cash for food stamps, basically. That's going to run at least into the hundreds of millions. Now, the good part is this is year one of the Trump administration, but I forecast, and I've been saying this before, even any of this, we're going to find fraud on such an industrial, catastrophic scale by the Democrat Party and Democrat-aligned interests, Lee. It is going to literally psychologically realign Americans' relationship with their government. We will be having serious discussions about en masse not paying federal taxes. It will be that bad, mark my words. And if we don't, by the way, have those discussions, then the country's lost. Because every time they take office from now on, they're going to loot. That's what this proves.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Even the New York Times admits it. Democrats in Minnesota, including Governor Tim Walz, let the Somalis rob Americans blind. We've got this problem in America right now, okay? It's massive. We need to begin to look at it this way. As you head into wild, lawless, blue, post-American territories, you don't go to Washington to sign up for welfare benefits. Maybe we need to start. Because in the lawless blue territories, you sign up for your federal benefits there, whether it's Medicaid, all kinds of other programs, SNAP. They are committing absolutely massive fraud. I mean, I just had the audio the other day from Michigan. You can sign up for a whole plethora of welfare benefits there with only your name and your birthday. At the end, they had a hearing on it under oath. At the end of the 27-page application, where you don't even need a Social Security number, you know what there is? The box that you have to check to vote, to register to vote. And guess what? It won't turn in the welfare application unless you check the box. Voter fraud and benefits fraud are connected. The Democrats have built a system for fraud. At the local level, they're doing the federal signups. That's where this is coming from. This is in, you look at it in Michigan, what are they doing? They are, it's 14 Medicaid programs. They have stolen at least $9 billion. We learned that overnight. Why? Because they're given the ability to administer federal programs locally. Even the New York Times admits, yeah, they knew what was going on. They let him. Do you remember when the local bureaucrats there in Minnesota tried to stop it? They went to Tim Walz. He retaliated against them. Some of them got fired. Why? They loved their fraud. I guarantee you, we're going to find this money in Act Blue. We're going to find Democrats got their cut. Trust me. It's not just the Somalis. Folks, we're going to find by the end of the Trump administration, you know, all those tens of millions of dollars of donations to Act Blue that are a dollar here, $2 there. And there's literally tens of millions of them. And people, they, you know, they've gone to their house and said, hey, why'd you donate 26,000 times to the Democrats? And they're like, I didn't. I'm a Republican. I've never donated to anybody. Well, yeah, you did. Here it is right here. They're laundering the money. That's why. They're laundering the money. This is a massive looting and laundering operation. It is astronomically incalculable. And you know who knows it? The Minnesota U.S. Attorney, Joe Thompson, who's got to be kind of on the down low about it. But he's saying this is what I'm saying. This is going to shatter Americans. And he's talking about Minnesotans, too. The relationship with their government.
Among the $18 billion.
Wait, that's the wrong one. Here we go. Sorry.
It's not just about the money that's been stolen and wasted. This is a problem that's caused all of us to question what kind of state we live in. I think it's eroded our sense of collective statewide self-esteem and confidence. This fraud really calls into question all of that. I know that it's gone on. It's been allowed to go on far too long. And we need to do whatever we can to stop it in its tracks.
Did you catch that part? It's not just the fraud and these people, several dozen who've been arrested. It's that it was allowed to go on. He's read the New York Times article.
It's gone on. It's been allowed to go on far too long. And we need to do whatever we can to stop it in its tracks.
New York Times again. Critics of the Walz administration say the fraud persisted partly because state officials were fearful of alienating the Somali community in Minnesota. Mr. Pakia, attorney who represented the now convicted Somali fraudsters, who has also represented the other defendants in the fraud cases, said to the New York Times, and I quote, some involved became convinced that state agencies were tolerating, if not tacitly allowing the fraud. A state run entirely by Democrats. What do we have here? Americans need to begin to understand this. This is not crime. It's not fraud. Not like you're thinking. This is something that is very common in authoritarian regimes, but we've never seen it here before until now. Once Democrats believed they had permanent control of the FBI, the DOJ, and the lawless Minnesota Blue Territory courts, they robbed federal taxpayers blind. And they let their Somali voters do it too. And Americans must understand that going forward, when Democrats win, they will loot on an industrial scale. They take the fact that you would even vote for them after this as a sign you are so stupid that they need to take money from you. That is where we are. This is, again, the federal prosecutor.
It's gone on. It's been allowed to go on far too long. And we need to do whatever we can to stop it in its tracks.
It's been allowed. See how low-key it's been allowed to go on for too long. He's talking about Democrats. But folks, did you hear this? Tim Walz, thank God, isn't the vice president. Can you imagine the looting they'd be doing right now? We'd be helpless. Absolutely robbed blind by this party. Tim Walz was at a fundraiser last week. He knows about this $9 billion fraud, okay? He knows all about it. His own workers, state workers tried to blow the whistle and he fired some of them. Retaliated against us. He knows how much it is. Because I knew last week, Garrett Tenney had gotten it and reported it. Tim Walz knows. He goes to the fundraiser. Media is barred from it. Goes to the fundraiser. He thinks it's just him and his fellow Democrats. And you know what he says? He says he values the Somali community, wants to bring more of them to Minnesota, and wants to expand the programs that were defrauded. That's after learning about the billion stolen. They have no intention of any kind of stopping, y'all. None whatsoever. They're just taking a break from the theft. I'm trying to find it because I got the audio here. No, I can't. Darn it. I wanted to play it for you. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Stop the music. You got to hear this. It's 17 seconds. Tim Walz, when he thinks no reporter is recording him, a reporter actually snuck in. Here it is.
The antidote to that is positive actions to improve lives that go against what they're trying to do. So instead of demonizing our Somali community, we're going to do more to welcome more in and welcome people there. Instead of cutting the program, we're going to enhance them.
We're going to do more to welcome more Somalis in. And instead of cutting those programs, we're going to enhance them. We just learned from the prosecutor that more than half the money was fraud. You're going to enhance them? What is he saying? This is why he doesn't want reporters in there. We're not stopping. Y'all all go get a cut. We're not stopping. This is a lawless blue territory. And as long as they can hook a line up to the federal budget and unload, folks, this country is going to break apart. It's going to break apart. And maybe it needs to, because this can't continue.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come on.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, if that was insane thing number two, this is insane thing number one. Okay, so, Lee, you probably remember when Donald Trump called the Secretary of State of Georgia and they tried to put him away for telling him, listen, you can't certify this thing. There's problems here. Lindsey Graham got briefly involved and $2 million later they tried to bankrupt him for daring to ask questions about the Georgia election, which you can do if you're a Democrat, but also not if you're a Republican. Okay, what is our problem here? Well, the main question centered around Fulton County, Georgia. Highly Democrat, Fulton County, Georgia, which often determines the outcome of elections in Georgia. Now, where were they trying to put him in prison on state charges? Fulton County, Georgia. As what? Part of a conspiracy to change, manipulate, whatever, the election outcome. For what? Telling the Secretary of State, do not certify the election. It is illegal. But I mean, if that were true, then wait a minute. The Board of Elections of Fulton County has just admitted 5 years later that Donald Trump was right. Isn't that convenient?
Oh, yeah. What do you know?
5 years after counting, after the counting for the 2020 election ended, Fulton County admitted a big oopsie in the process, like catastrophic oopsie, like so massive, the votes should not have been counted. The election should not have been certified. Wait, isn't that what Trump said?
Gee, I wonder if somebody's going to try and put them in jail.
I don't know. I guess if you ask questions about election, you're supposed to go to jail, right? So who's going to prosecute them? Okay, here's what they write. It turns out that none of the election workers wanted to put their names on the vote counts that came out of the voting machines. 36 out of 37 refused to sign.
And that's something that's required.
It is required by law to certify that election.
Yep.
So, again, Trump's right here. He did nothing wrong despite literally reams of media reporting that he did. Ann Ambra, attorney for the Fulton County Board of Registration Elections, told the SEB in a hearing that while she had not seen the tapes herself, the county does not dispute that the tapes were not signed, making all of the votes out of Fulton ineligible to be counted. Now, this sounds like a small bureaucratic technicality until you realize 36 out of 37 officials refused to sign them, each one over a separate precinct, would not put their names on. One person did.
Gee, and I wonder why they didn't want to do that.
I don't know. Let's dig into, I don't know, what was going on with those machines, because here's part two. Believe it or not, there's a part two here. In addition to probing the unsigned tabulation tapes, the investigation found that officials at 32 polling sites, this is the important part, failed to verify their zero tapes. What is a zero tape? A zero tape says, we've rewound this machine back to zero.
Right. And when the election started at 7 a.m., there were no votes.
No votes on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let's read that sentence again. The investigation found that officials at 32 of the 37 polling sites failed to verify their zero tapes in the county that determines a lot of the time the outcome of state elections? What happens if you fail to verify your zero tapes? The votes don't count.
They're kicked out.
They're not certifiable. How do we know this? This is the best part. A private citizen who raised $15,000 for the Freedom of Information Act request fee after 5 years finally got a hold of the raw tapes. You can see if they're signed or not. Forcing the Board of Elections to admit, yeah, we might have violated state election law. What of it? This is the same county that was going to put him in prison for questioning. Mm-hmm. You know what that tells you? They're guilty. They did something. Yeah. Especially when you have Fani Willis, because remember, she was supposed to prosecute him, would have, had she herself not been a criminal.
Among other things.
Yeah, I mean, he got so lucky there because Trump did. Because you know, she had already gotten plea deals from other Trump officials, including Sidney Powell, for this supposed conspiracy that it turns out is not a conspiracy. It's just people asking very good questions, it turns out. This is an effort to silence Donald Trump, is what it clearly looks like. Because remember, Fani Willis hired her boyfriend, paid him more than other attorneys who were actually qualified to prosecute this case. And then he showered her with gifts, cash, and vacations. So in other words, she stole the money from the county. If she hadn't done that, he probably would have been in court with her being tried on Election Day. Now, here's the crazy part about this. Remember what was going on. He was going back and forth between the Biden White House getting his marching orders. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, these votes were in violation of state law two ways. And we'll never know if they were ever rolled back to zero or if they just kept the votes on them. By the way, they run these machines two ways. There's, you know, the previous election, you know, so like primaries and stuff like that. But they also will do a trial run on them before they use them for Election Day. So to make sure that each thing works. So, you know, they'll put load the ballot onto it. They'll put it through a trial where people will vote. They'll vote multiple times. And then, okay, it works. Yes, the button for Trump works. The thing for Biden, the whole ballot's correct, all of that. Okay, cool. Then we roll it back to zero. We document that we did it, and we sign that it's been rolled back to zero for Election Day. None of that was done. Took 5 years for this poor man who would not give up to get this information, or they still wouldn't have admitted it. Mr. Cross, the guy who did this, stated he obtained 77 megabytes of election records from Fulton County through an open records request that cost $15,800. According to Cross, these included 134 tabulator tapes representing 315,000 votes. Each signature block on these tapes was blank.
Sounds like freedom of information is not free, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, look, this is this county. I mean, it's just so outrageous that they were going to prosecute Trump, and they were at fault. He was absolutely right to ask these questions and to say this should not be certified. He was correct. And what they're saying now is that they don't dispute that the voting process and integrity checks were flawed. That's a generous term.
Yes, it is.
Illegal is more like it. But they say, don't worry. We have new people now. So it's all good. Yeah, in a Democrat county, I'm sure you do have new people. They're probably more corrupt than the old ones.
Well, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
So if there had not, if all of this had not happened, we wouldn't even learn this 5 years later. They were never going to tell anybody this. They were just going to try him. I'll never forget, like, you know, his motorcade going through Fulton County, which looks like a third world hellhole, in this humiliation of that. They almost got him in Fulton. If she wasn't, like you said, a criminal himself, he probably would have been on Election Day in court and might have gone to prison. As even the president. Because remember, state court, he can't pardon himself.
Right.
When we were speculating, like, how could he run the country from prison, he might have been in prison in Fulton County for, it turns out, asking damn good questions. What would have been interesting, we'll never know, were they going to hide this stuff? Were his attorneys even going to be able to get a hold of it? Took this guy 5 years. And you know what? Knowing this about Georgia, that really scares me. I think they were going to try to steal it again this last election, because remember they had two or three runaway counties where the voting was supposed to end, and they just ignored that and kept going. They had to get a court order to shut it down, but they voted for like an extra day and a half. Yeah. I was scared to death they were going to steal Georgia. I thought they were stealing it right in front of our face. They may have tried to. They logged thousands of votes, but I just think his margins were so big they couldn't overcome it.
Yeah.
But going forward, this is not good. I mean, this just shows you. I mean, we're going to have to win presidential elections in landslides or not at all. So that sort of, by the way, Lee, blows a big hole in the 2020 election, most secure election ever lie, right? Like that's just not true. So remember that next time somebody tells you, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Actually, no. Ask the good folks of Fulton County. By the way, after I did a segment on that on my show, faithful listener Ralph sent me an email. And I don't know why I didn't think of this myself. He said I should look up what the statute of limitations is on federal election fraud. And wouldn't you know it? It's 5 years. So it makes perfect sense. Private citizen fights for 5 years to find out, has to pay $15,000 in FOIA fees to find out Donald Trump was right. And that election in Fulton County was not legitimate. The votes should not have counted. And now the Board of Elections comes out. Yeah, I guess you were right. So shock, star. Why are they admitting that? Because the 5 year, we're at year five. The statute of limitations has passed. Oh my gosh, these people. Folks, just thank God that Fannie Willis is corrupt. And that her own crime, her own defrauding the county waylaid that. Because I'm telling you, Trump right now could be running the country from the Fulton County jail. In fact, probably would have, because I think the jury would have come from Fulton County. It's all black and Democrat. He would have been screwed. And you know what he would have been? You know what they were trying to make him? America's first political prisoner.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.